This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Afternoon, beautiful, beloved, bountiful beings, you immortal, wonderful people out there in the world of internet radio. You good-looking people, and remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, that's S-H-O-R-E is the last name, Shore, S-H-O-R-E, like the seashore, which is where we are. We are here at the seashore in Venice Beach overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and you are listening to K as in night, K for the number 4, H as in Harry, D as in dynamic, K4HD.com radio. And it's internet radio, and because of that, we are being heard in almost every country in the world. Well, actually, it is every country in the world in the sense that everybody who has any kind of internet connection, and that could be somebody in hiking the Himalayas or Himalayas, depending on where you come from, or deep in a jungle area, or out in the desert, as long as you can get connectivity, you can hear my voice. And you are participating in this great, wonderful, noble experience and experiment called internet radio. I'm just going to say a quick hello, as we usually do at the beginning of every show, to people who are they got people called logging in from certain parts of the world. I want to recognize right away somebody from Egypt, somebody from Sudan, somebody from the Democratic Republic of Congo, they're called, Morocco, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Ghana. Thank you. That's the African continent. We're moving over to Asia. Let me see here. We have, one, two, three, five, seven, nine people from various parts of India, four of them from one city alone. Oh, we have followers in Sri Lanka, Nepal, Singapore, Indonesia. Just as an aside, everybody knows, I believe at this point, that Indonesia is one of the largest countries in the world if you add up all the thousands and thousands of islands and just put them together as a landmass, and hundreds of millions of people, and I believe 90% of the population is Muslim, so it's the largest single Muslim population in the world, and unfortunately, they just had a very large and devastating earthquake in one of the islands that is frequented by a lot of tourists and such, which helps the economy, not just the local economy, but the national economy. And unfortunately, hundreds of people have lost their lives and tens of thousands of people have been displaced. So in addition to sending money, if you're able to, I am affirming right now that prayer, the concept of prayer and sending those kinds of thoughts and vibrations do make a difference. So whatever language you speak or feel, and it's the language of the heart, the language of love, please do direct a lot of that energy, that positive, powerful, remarkable energy towards the people in Indonesia, and especially on that particular island. Just continuing quickly, tens and tens, you got hundreds of people coming from all over the world, from the Middle East, from Europe, from Latin America. Okay, I'm not going to go through all. Usually what I do is go through a number of the countries. I will say, though, this particular one, let me see, I think this is the first time that we've had somebody who is literally signing in from Tierra del Fuego. Tierra del Fuego is the southernmost point in the globe outside of the Arctic Circle. Or is it the Antarctic? No, it's Arctic, I believe. The southern pole. So other than that, it's the southernmost point on the continent of South America. And we welcome everyone. Again, K4HD.com. And you can call into the number, which I will give to you a little bit later. This is Barry Shore. And the name of the show is... And that's why you're here. The Joy of Living. Now, that's J-O-Y in all caps. And I'm going to sing it a little bit for you. Ready? This is the famous song made famous by that group called that sang the song YMCA. J-O-Y. J-O-Y. Now, if anybody asks me, which does happen whenever I speak, and I speak very frequently around the country, and when I just was overseas right now, and I did speak there as well. I'll tell you about my trip in a bit, because it's going to be the theme of this show here deep in the middle of August, and where it's hot here in the northern hemisphere and wintertime in the southern hemisphere. But we're here in the north, and it's hot. I can attest to it. But the question comes up and say, Mr. Shore, tell me about things that you believe and such. And one of the reasons, of course, is I will tell you again in just a moment, my background, people are interested because I had been and am recovering from being a quadriplegic. And a quadriplegic means someone whose all four parts of the body system don't move. I was paralyzed from my neck down. From a very rare disease. It happened in a matter of hours. I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody listening. In the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. Nothing on my body moved. I was like that for a number of years. And as my doctor was fond of telling anybody who listened to him, his other doctors and friends, when I met Mr. Shore, all he could do was move his mouth, which, of course, is great for radio. My mother always commented, I have a great face for television. Or actually, she said it the other way. You have a great face for radio. That's what she said. I'm sorry, Mom. and I do have a voice for it. And I was able to, even when I was a quad, although my vocal cords were compromised and my voice sounded more like, can you hear me now? Just above a whisper. It wasn't easy to communicate. But over the years, my voice gained its power in the tenor, and now I'm a booming voice again. But I will not use the booming voice on radio, because we're here only to do one thing, and that is to engage you. This radio show is only about one thing, you. Let me repeat that, Y-O-U, or just the letter U. It's all about you. The joy of living has you, not me. I'm not here to tell you how wonderful life is and how grand it is and how all the wonderful things that I am involved with and how I interact with people and people interact with me, which only would be of benefit to you if I say, helps you. And that's really why I will tell stories and be here, because my only reason for being at right now, because of what I've been through and going through, is that I went mad. During the years, I was a quadriplegic, unable to move. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I could not turn over by myself. I went mad. Now, MAD is an acronym. It stands for Make a Difference. I had resolved that I now was here, and the good Lord had given me the ability to slow down and think and look around and make a difference. How I was going to do it was beside the point. I was determined, and still am, to make a difference. And I will tell you, there are a number of things that have happened that we have been able to build and do and engage in making a difference. Now, while we're on the topic of acronyms, I will give you two that we speak about almost every show, and this will not be any different. I am fond of using four-letter words, and especially a four-letter word that begins with F-U. So if you're ready to continue listening, that four-letter word beginning with F-U is fun. Fun. Now, you may be scratching your heads and saying, wait a minute, Mr. Shore. I thought you sound like you're a literate person, not illiterate, but literate. How is fun a four-letter word? Because we spell fun F-U-N-N. And the reason we spell it with a double N is to emphasize that the joy of living has as one of its components fun. You must be able to enjoy your life and literally tickle yourself, laugh, have fun in most any way you can, of course, with the proviso that it is beneficial to yourself, beneficial to other people. We don't participate in any activity that will cause harm in any way to anybody else. And that's not just anybody. That goes for people and animals. We really want to live in a way that you are always being of benefit. Being of benefit is a vital aspect of the joy of living. And the other acronym I wanted to mention to you is WWW. So you are accessing us, K4HD.com radio, on something called WWW by most people. So most people on the planet think of WWW, and that's okay. But us, we, listeners to The Joy of Living, we know that WWW really means and stands for What a Wonderful World. I won't do Satchmo, but you know that What a Wonderful World is really the driver for WWW. That's what the internet is about. That's what it could be and should be used by you as lever to really enhance you. Remember, this show is about you. The only reason I'm here is because of you. I'm looking at a number of comments and questions right now. People send, you can obviously, this is Waze, so you can send in to the show and send in comments and such. People ask, well, here's another one. This almost every show we do, we've been doing this for years, is, are you always this up? And that's just very similar. Are you always this happy? But really the question is about, why do you do this? Why do I do what? Well, there's the same theme is here. Why do I do this? The show is all about you. It's called The Joy of Living, and it's geared towards allowing us, me, you, to unfold the best of you. You're here for a purpose. We have spoken about this many times, called the four P's. The four P's are purpose, prayer, perseverance, and patience. Purpose is the foundation stone, the bedrock upon which we really build a life. And life in and of itself really has very little meaning, very little reason to be, unless and until you find and follow and work on your purpose. Because you have been selected to be alive. The good Lord, as they say, does not make junk. You're not just another being. You're not just a cog in a machine that's large and impersonal. And if you look up the word cog, C-O-G, in any dictionary, if anybody uses a dictionary these days, you'll just look on your smartphone probably, you will see there that the definition, generally speaking, of a cog is some small piece of a larger piece of machinery that may help a gear turn or a wheel turn. And it's an essential part, but it's a cog. It may be interchangeable. Well, since we use acronyms, a cog really stands for a child of God, a conduit of goodness. That's what you are. When you begin to understand that the purpose that you have, whether it be in a profession, in any kind of employment, or whether you're an employee or employer, and sometimes people are both, by the way, it's really important to understand that you're a channel of goodness. Everything that comes through you and out from you must be rooted in goodness. And if it is, you will be able to build something that will last for eternity. And again, LIFE itself is an acronym. LIFE stands for Living for Eternity. With that, I'm going to begin the next part of the program by talking about where I've been for the past 9 days and what I've been doing and happening for the past 9 days in my particular world. I'm not going to tell you the country of my destination, but suffice it to say that I did travel. It took me over 18 hours of plane flight to arrive at my destination. And I live in Venice Beach, California. You can all find that on the map, although I'm sure most everybody listening knows where it is because it's one of the three most visited places in Southern California. First, of course, being Disneyland. The second being Universal Studios. The third being Venice Beach, California. I flew 19 hours, plus minus, to this particular destination to attend a very dear friend's last child's wedding and to be with a lot of friends who I am close to for decades, some of whom I don't see on a regular basis, but speak with often. And more importantly, the idea alone of travel, whether by car, by plane, by boat, by train, by bus, or by hiking, as my wife is fond of saying, bus number 11, your two legs. However you manage to travel to someplace, what happens is that you're doing something vitally important to your being. And that is you are moving out of your comfort zone. And if you really want to do something beneficial for yourself, and I'm sure everybody does, I've yet to meet somebody who I've asked, would you like to do something good to yourself? Say, no, I don't really want to do that. No, just leave me alone. I want to wallow in my despair. Or no, I'm perfectly happy here. I do not want to do anything different right now. Which, of course, can happen. And that's how you should be living. By the same token, you can say, I am very happy where I am. Tell me what you have in mind. And they say, I want to invite you to a concert on the Isle of Man or Ibiza or in Singapore, all expenses paid. Would you be willing to go with me? Well, yes. Why didn't you say so? So it's really about the idea of going someplace with a desire to go to that place and knowing full well that as comfortable as it will be, you will be out of your comfort zone because your new place will not be as familiar as your current place. There are different smells, different foods, different people, different architecture, different kinds of transport, different, out of your comfort zone, no matter where you would stay. And that is the beauty of it. That's the genius of it. That's the greatness of it. Traveling for travel's sake, for me, at my particular time in life, doesn't energize. Traveling with purpose to enhance somebody else's joy at a wedding or to be with someone who needs me at a particular time, okay, that is more motivating. Now, that may be because I have traveled the world on numbers of occasions, many, many different places, many times, and with different kinds of mindsets since I was, I think I left, the first time I traveled out of my own home city, I was 11 with my parents, or maybe a little younger than that, I mean, talking about consciously, but the first time I moved, I went overseas with a passport, I was 17, maybe 18, and went to other countries. And it was mind-expanding, conscious-expanding, truly expanding type of process to begin to see, hear, smell, listen, and feel how others live, act, behave, and where the similarities are, where the differences are. And as you know, no matter where you go in the world, people are people. Well, that's kind of amazing, Mr. Shore. What did you expect? Well, oftentimes you might think the way people act, that people aren't people everywhere you go. You might think that an American is different than someone born in the subcontinent, or someone born in the middle of Africa, or Latin America and such. The drives, the desires, the needs of the human, when it comes down to it, are very fundamental, and they're built around a similar goal, which is the joy of living. And we're coming up to our break, which will be in about 31 seconds. And after the break, we're going to revisit. I'm going to tell you again, not where I went, but some of the things that I did and how expansionist of the consciousness it is, because it's the greatness of touching real people, where they live, what they want, how they think, how they feel, how they dance. That's the joy of living. So we'll see you in 2 minutes on the other side of the break. Enjoy. Bye.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Hey, this is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here. That's S-H-O-R-E. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. It's like seashore, and I'm sitting here overlooking the Pacific Ocean in Venice Beach, California. You, of course, are listening to K4HD.com. That's K as in night, the number 4, the letter H for Harry, the D for delighted, and .com. Telephone number to call in and obviously say hello. 818-570-5443. We're in the middle of August, and we have a number of people who have sent in, dozens and dozens of questions and such about travel, about life, and pursuit of happiness. So we're talking about travel because I just came back from overseas travel. I went from Venice Beach. I traveled for almost 19 hours by plane to get to a destination to attend the wedding of a very dear friend and see a number of friends of mine who have been close to for 40 years, who I only see occasionally, but we speak often. And really what we're talking about now is travel and how it expands the consciousness. Because that's really the goal of travel, and it happens because you get out of your comfort zone. No matter where you live, and for how long you live in a particular place, you could be from a place, let's say, like, I don't know, pick a name, Chattanooga, Tennessee. You could be from there, and you'd be living in a new place, I don't know, hundreds of miles away in deep Alabama, and that's your new home. But where do you become comfortable now back in Alabama, even though you were raised in Chattanooga? When you go from back on holiday, let's say, from Alabama back to Chattanooga, you're getting out of your comfort zone into a new place, even though it may be your hometown. Getting out of your comfort zone is highly beneficial to adding to your joy of living, because it enables you to begin to have empathy, to listen to more and more intently to other people, to be sensitive to language, to recognize that you're really now a guest, a visitor. And by definition, a guest has certain, how should we say it, privileges and certain responsibilities. See, it's really important in life to understand that as many rights and privileges that someone has, there's almost always an equal number of responsibilities. It's akin to the first law of thermodynamics, as put down by Newton. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you may have certain rights as a visitor, because you're a visitor and you'd be treated differently and better, and sometimes you have responsibilities. You can't just say whatever you want and do whatever you want at any time you want. You have to be cognizant of the fact that you are a visitor. So rights and responsibilities balance. That's one thing that happens when you are traveling. Another one is, and it's really the critical issue here, is that every human being on the earth, every single one, is composed of the same four elements that make up DNA. That's it. There's only four elements. They're proteins. They're called, they're labeled in shorthand A, T, C, G. You cannot meet a human being who doesn't have those four elements in their DNA. Not possible. So by definition, every human being is human. Every human being is a being. And every human being demands and commands your respect and your compassion. That's what empathy is about. There is no such thing as pigmentation dictating a response to another human being. Whatever the pigmentation is, matters not. Everybody has the same DNA. What does matter? What does make a difference? What will decide how you respond to any particular situation are the values not only expressed in words, but in deed of the people that you're associated with. Values determine how people live, not anything to do with pigmentation, with size, meaning tall, short, wide, thin, color of eyes, hair, clothed. The only determination our values, how people treat each other. And if you are in a place where those values differ from yours in the sense that people do not treat other people properly, correctly, with deference, then you will notice it. You will be aware of it. You will note to yourself that that is not the environment you wish to be in. And as soon as you can extricate yourself from such environment, the better you will be. You do not have to lecture to other people and tell them how to live. That's not the proper role of a guest. You might choose to act in certain ways to show people that your values are such that it may be different than theirs, and in so doing, teach and thereby have people learn. We have a very famous phrase in my family and in how I was raised and what I do with my own life and how I raise my family and now our grandson and hope to be more. And that is the following. Teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words. But only if necessary. Teach with everything you do. So let's take a look at some of the basics of human beings and really what it is that makes the fundamental process of growing in joy so wonderful, so literally wonder-filled. People, if you had to classify them, there are really only two levels of the human. People are either givers or takers. Notice, please, that we are not talking about people being good or bad, being born good or born bad, doing good or doing bad, incorrect things. It's really, are people givers or takers? Now, before we get to people, the real people we're talking about is ourselves. Myself. You. Remember, this show, The Joy of Living, K4HD.com, the reason you're tuning in, is because the show is dedicated to you. Not to Barry Shore. I'm the voice that you're hearing. But really, the voice is here only for you. My only existence is to make a difference. I went mad a number of years ago. And mad means make a difference. Part of it was because I became paralyzed from my neck down overnight from a very rare disease. So I had a lot of time to think and consider what I do with my life, how I live, how I want to live, and what I possibly can do to contribute to the world and make a difference, a positive difference. Part of that has to do with examining who I am, what I do, how I do it. People, all people, everyone you meet anywhere in the world is made up of the four same physical elements, four fundamental building blocks and protein called ATCG in the DNA. Everybody in the world has four spiritual elements that are counterpart to those four DNA physical elements. They are the striving for joy, happiness, peace, and love. And in the striving for those, people grow from wherever they are, either a giver or a taker, into transforming themselves from takers into givers, and growing in giving, and eliminating, if possible, the taking. Now, how do I know this? We all know it because we've all experienced meeting and being children, babies. A baby's world, by definition, is made up of one thing, me. Without even articulating the word me. The baby is all about me. That's all the baby cares about. It can be called a male, called a female. You can call it anything you want. You don't call it anything. It only wants. Its whole being is taking. We'll call it receiving for the moment. But its whole being is taking. When it grasps something, it's loath to let it go. A baby wants. A baby takes. A baby tends not to share. As a baby becomes a child and begins to model what he or she sees in their family environment, it now begins to move from taker into deciding which to be, giver or taker. And that happens both by nature and nurture. So as we know in nature, everyone has instilled in themselves certain predilections, certain movements towards a particular area. But really, the nurturing is what's going to help enhance the giving aspect of the human, if that nurturing environment is built on giving. When a child sees, hears, and observes parents, caretakers, family members in a giving environment, then that moves the child in action. If, however, as in most cases, a child sees both giving and taking, but taking tends to be prevalent, which again is usually the case with all human beings, unless you consciously begin to move away from that process and understand that by taking, you lessen your chances of living in joy. Joy is rooted in giving. Giving without expectation of getting back, without even a desire oftentimes of getting back, of being compensated. Giving because. Giving is the way of growth. Taking limits growth. It limits your ability to be conscious in the moment. So here as a child, and again, we're talking child, let's say from 2, maybe 3 years old up to the teenage, the child desires, wants to take, wants to do anything it can, and it will not give up through whatever means. Often it's by crying, by shouting, by throwing, whatever it does to gain what it wants. That's a child. The difficulty with life is, the true impediment to growth is, that everyone experiences their child, their inner child, no matter what their chronological age. Certainly in teenage years, it's a struggle. But some percentage grow from that and become more mature and actually become adults, even by the time of 17, 18, 19, certainly in the 20s. But everybody knows people who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 80s, who still become, are takers. Their inner child is either not maturing or not wanting to mature, because it's only by conscious application of the principles of growth will one really move into the mode of giving on a basis which is not looking for compensation. It's important, especially in the realm of marriage. No, I take it back. It's not important. It's essential. Marriage is not a partnership where you sit down 50-50. This is what I do. This is what you do. We agree. We don't agree, etc., etc. In my humble opinion, from what I've seen by my parents, what I've seen from most successful couples raising families, marriage is 100% on both sides. Well, how can that be? Come on, Mr. Shore. You're smarter than that. You know 100% and 100% now to 200%. Interestingly enough, in marriage, where you have two people who are oriented towards growing, giving, eliminating, or cutting back as much as possible on taking, 100% and 100% equals 100%. Because it's not mathematical. It is a spiritual mathematics. It's an addition where everything is put together to benefit the marriage, to benefit the other, to think of the other. One of the greatest stories I've ever remember reading, and then seeing a short movie about it, it was so well done, was a story by an author whose name is O. Henry. O. period. Henry. H-E-N-R-Y. You can look him up. And the story is about two wonderful, loving people. One who has a particular desire for something, but recognizes they can't afford it at the moment. And the other who wants to give that item, but can't find a way to do it, and yet is going to find a way to do it. And the result of the story is that both of them end up having the result, and only because of giving. Please look up O. Henry, and I believe the name of the story is, it escapes me exactly, but it has something to do with the gift. And then let me know. Let me know how this story touches you, because it's not just a story. It is really the fundamental building block of living. If remember the name of this show? This show, if you want to call it that, this time we spend together. And by the way, when you are listening right now and channeling and processing, you are doing something so valuable, so powerful. I applaud you. I'm literally applauding you, because you have decided to use your most valuable possession in furthering your growth, and that is your time. There is nothing more valuable than your time. Ask anyone who has any kind of health issues. Ask anyone who is in the process of not living but dying. Ask anyone who has a lot of money and who seems to be mired in drama and difficulty and addiction. Time. Your most valuable possession, which you can't ever hold on to, and you're investing it by listening to my words, because my words are only here to touch you, to channel into you and allow you to be you. Because that's all the reason I'm here. I'm here to make a difference. You're here to learn more about and work with and literally have the joy of living. The joy of living. Because that's what it is. And it's rooted in becoming aware, step number one, am I a giver or a taker? Number two, I'm a combination of those two. But to what extent? Determine where you are on the scale. And then number three, make the decision that you want to become a giver, and do so. Small, incremental, growth-oriented, loving steps toward becoming a giver. And the world is yours. Joy of living is yours. As you move through and towards becoming fully a giver. As Mother Teresa was wont to say, if you can't feed 100 people, feed one. Feed one. And as even Mother Teresa wrote and acknowledged, that one being can be you. Because when you change you, you change the world. The famous story about a butterfly moving its wings deep in the forests of Ecuador along a mountainside with 1.3 billion other butterflies. But that one butterfly moved its wings and set off an effect that rippled through the world. When you alone, but not alone, but you alone make the decision to orient yourself, to turn yourself, to be on the path for growth by becoming a giver, you make a difference and change the world. That's who you are. That's how powerful you are. That's how powerful your thoughts, your words, and your deeds are. That's what traveling can do. Because traveling will take you out of your comfort zone. When you're out of your comfort zone, it's as if you went on migration. You know, that butterfly that flew 1,325 miles from a northern clime to a southern clime to rest on a mountainside along with 1.3 billion other butterflies. Why? They don't know why. That's built into their system. The genius of you, the human being, is that you have consciousness. Your consciousness is expanded when you travel because you got out of your comfort zone. You were on migration, and now you can make a difference with your thoughts. I'm a giver. I want to be a giver. I'm going to be a giver. I am a giver. And to actualize that with words. Your words are gentle, they're soft, they're positive, they're powerful. And your deeds. Make sure that every one of your deeds shows that you're a giver. Extend your hand in kindness, in friendship. If it means giving money, it gives money. If it means giving food, give food. If it means not responding in a way that would possibly show someone else anger, don't. Your consciousness is expanded. And that's a wow. 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 I was recently with a number of people, and a friend of mine was discussing with someone else, and I was in listening to the conversation. I was part of it. And the person that my friend was speaking to heard what my friend had to say and really found it powerful and said to him, "Those are words of wisdom." A light bulb went off to me. Those are words of wisdom. The acronym for words of wisdom is WOW. Which is what we say when something is said to us, or we hear something, we read something that really affects. Wow! A great play in football, baseball, basketball, sports, anything. Wow! An idea. Wow! Words of wisdom. In sports, it's translated into, is that possible? That person really just did that? Well, that's very similar to words of wisdom, because the training that goes into that moment of decision, was years and years and years of training of consciousness, of conscious raising, to be able to be at that moment now with all of your power and force. And if it means that someone says something to you and you don't answer back, wow, that's giving. When you're out there in the world and you're traveling, you'll meet people All people are the same, all built from the same four elements of DNA. What separates people has nothing to do with pigmentation, has nothing to do with size, has everything to do with values. And becoming and seeing that people are givers or takers, and it's up to you to decide who you want to be. Who are you? And with that decision comes a big wow, a big smile. And when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. And now we will say a fond adieu. We look forward to speaking with you again next week. Go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Bye, all. Thank you.